You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. Okay, it's another great day here at Vulcan Has a Faith. We're so excited to have teen sensation, almost not a teen anymore, but Callie Wilson is with us from the Live Within Callie.
Yes.
Sorry about that. How are you doing?
Good. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's so good to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I've been following you for quite a while, actually, mm-hmm. with, you know, your career and what you've been doing. I mean, you're doing great things. And it's so great to have artists like yourself coming out of Birmingham. Mm-hmm. So I'm just very excited to have you here.
Thank you. I've been following you guys, too. I'm very proud to be here.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that always.
You're welcome.
So let me tell our listeners a little bit about you as an artist. Callie Wilson, of course, you're known as The Lie Within Callie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your, I guess, your band name,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So how did that transition? Was it like a solo artist to a band?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. So a little bit about your background. You're 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just to read a little bit about your group, The Lie Within Callie's music reveals and transcends the hypocrisy in day-to-day life. So you basically grew up as an artist here in Birmingham, correct?
I did, yes.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you're performing like coast to coast, which is very exciting.
Yes.
It's, you know, Birmingham has a lot of hidden musical talent. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing to see people like you doing big things.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We'll talk about this a little more at the end, but you have a new EP out.
I do.
That's called The Book of Hypocrisy, right?
Yes, Book of Hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. We'll talk about that a little bit at the end, too.
Okay.
So, just to get started, we'd like to ask just a few little personal things about you as a person.
Okay.
So, tell us something that you really like about Birmingham. What do you like to do here? Do you have any favorite restaurants, go-to places?
Yes, you can find me in Avondale quite often.
Excellent.
One of my all-time favorite restaurants is definitely Saw's Juke Joint. That is like the best southern food. Like, if I have any friends coming out from out of town that want to like get a good taste of some southern food, I take them to Saw's.
Excellent. Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
I really love Saturn. I think there's lots of wonderful things blooming out of Avondale right now, and Iron City is also one of my favorite places to be. I had the wonderful opportunity to intern there a while back. So, everyone that works there is like a really close friend of mine. I love that whole family. So
that kind of gave you some behind the scenes how things work.
It definitely gave me perspective, and I learned a lot from that internship.
I bet it makes you appreciate all the people that help out you as an artist, too.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's so strange because being backstage, there was such a divide from being the intern and seeing the headliner. There was just like, it was so strange having like Ingrid Michaelson stand right next to me, and I'd be like, oh, she's so close to me, but I'm so far from being in her position. It was so interesting, and it got me thinking a lot of all the steps I need to make to get in that kind of position. So
yeah, she's a phenomenal artist, too.
She's wonderful.
I see you there really soon, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're doing great things.
Thank you.
So is there anything you'd like to tell about yourself that maybe people don't know? You know, just from you as an artist, people follow you and all that. So anything, do you have any hobbies or anything?
I have an 11-year-old sister that I'm
really
proud of. Yes, a lot of people don't know about her. Yeah, she's my hero.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Do you want to give her a shout out or
anything? Yes, hi, Ann Hardy. I love you. Let's see, hobbies. I'm a preschool teacher. That's a little side job that I have. Yeah.
Wow, you must be a strong woman then to deal with preschoolers.
I love it, actually. Being with little kids all the time, like people are usually, their reaction is just like yours, like, man, you must have a lot of patience in you. And yes, it takes patience sometimes. But at the end of the day, like, I call myself a teacher, but I'm really the one that's learning, because I'm being reminded all of the basic things in life that we tend to forget the older we grow. So
That's really a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I treasure those kids.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
So let's get into you as like an artist now. Okay. This is why we're glad to have you, because you're one of the hottest young talents in Birmingham.
Oh, thank you.
You're doing great things. Wow. So being 19, I mean, how are you handling the success that you've had so far?
Well, I feel like everyone has their own definition of success, and you may see successful now, but I see that I need a lot more to improve on. Like, I am constantly trying to find ways to better myself, so that's just kind of the mentality that I'm carrying.
Well, I can definitely see that. You know, I mean, you've got the tools to make it happen, because even though you're a younger person, your voice is so strong and developed.
Thank you.
Really going to take you to some good places.
Thank you.
So tell our listeners a little bit about your EP, The Book of Hypocrisy. How did the name come about? Tell us about the project.
Okay, well, I started writing it when I was 15.
15, wow.
Yes. The first part I ever wrote on the whole EP was the very end of the last track, Skin and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two parts to that. There's one layer of my voice singing, "No, I'm too much soul to just be skin and bones." And there's another part saying, "Hey, baby, let's pretend we're in love for one night. Can you stand it?" And that was quite a leap for me at 15. And
that's pretty deep.
Yeah, thank you. I've been songwriting my whole life. Mm-hmm. So some of these pieces that I wrote when I was a lot younger ended up being in this EP as well, but definitely Skin and Bones was start. So this EP has a theme of hypocrisy, obviously, and so does my band. I felt like I needed to have an artist name that also represented my message of just seeking the truth in all things, and that includes looking for honest people, like seeking the truth in others and then seeking the truth in yourself. But I'm a total hypocrite to say, like, find honesty in yourself, like, be true to yourself, because I grew up giving in to a lot of conformity in my environment. So I guess, like, when I'm on stage, it's just a moment totally for myself that I can just stand up and say to everybody, like, I'm going to be exactly who I am, and you should too. And it's really hard to find yourself when there's lots of people telling you who you should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and especially when there's people telling you to be someone you're not, it can be really hard to learn to love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I also really promote the message of self-love, just simple self-love. I say simple, but it's really difficult to do sometimes. So
it's an important thing. It's very wise for you to look at it like that way and project that to your listeners and all.
Thank you.
Because with the commercialism of our society and all the peer pressure and things like that, I mean, you're being pulled in all directions.
Yes.
So it's very good.
Thank you.
Let's see, so do you have, I know you've played at a lot of venues around town,
yes.
especially. Do you have a favorite one here in town?
Well, given, I'm going to have to say Iron City because of my wonderful family out over there.
Absolutely.
They're not my actual family, like by blood, but absolutely through friendships. I love Iron City so much. And I got to play at Saturn this past summer.
Ooh.
And that had the most insane sound quality that I've ever experienced. I will never forget the feeling of when the track for Night Vision started and it was like thumping like an earthquake. That simile sounds so ridiculous, but it was just amazing. I loved the feeling of just filling the whole room with my music. And then definitely the Syndicate Lounge as well. I have a special place in my heart for the people that work there, because back when I opened for my friends Riverbend, who are also a local band. Mm-hmm. I did an acoustic set as an opening act. Sound guy there, Aaron Green, just totally loved it. And he was like, you got to come back, do a show. And I was like, absolutely. And so I'm really thankful for them for believing in me the first time they saw me and giving me a chance to come back and show them all I had at my release show in December. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned night vision. If for those who don't know you, everybody should, but for those that don't, they could go to YouTube and look you up, and there's a cool video of you doing night vision at
Saturday. Yes,
so that was amazing.
Thank you. Because
it told, you know, you did some talking on the front end, and then it gets into the song.
Yes.
So it really is a good introduction of you for those who haven't heard you before.
Thank you. That was really fun to put together. I actually made it with Christina Shing, who has been on the show before with you guys.
Christina is awesome.
I love her so much.
We all
much.
Love her.
She's so dear to my heart. She's the greatest friend.
Yeah, she's doing big things, too. We're glad to have her in Birmingham, too.
Yes, I'm so proud of her.
So, let's see. You've got some upcoming things. One I'm really excited about is on April 1st, and it's not April Fool's Day joke or anything, but you're going to be performing in New York City.
Yes, I am.
So, can you tell us a little about that?
Yes, my band from Birmingham is, we're all going to be driving or flying up to New York City and playing a show at Rockwood Music Hall. It's going to be at 6 p.m., and that's a Saturday, I think,
wow.
Is April 1st. Yes.
That's got to be exciting.
I'm so excited because I recently played a show in L.A. this month, and that was just through, that band was created through just mutual friends. I had never actually met the band that I played with out there until I arrived in town.
Oh, wow.
Yes. That was really interesting. It was really fun, and they were wonderful. I'm really excited to bring my Birmingham people with me out of town. So
yeah, that's going to be so awesome.
Thank you.
I know
yes.
you're excited.
I'm so excited.
Now, you mentioned L.A. You're going back to L.A. in mid-April?
Yes,
right?
I am. I just fell in love so much I had to go back.
It's a great city.
It's beautiful. It's so colorful and free, and just the people were so welcoming. It was really funny because every time I introduced myself to somebody, they would be like, oh, your name's Callie. You belong here. And I was like, maybe one day.
I hadn't thought about that, but that's true.
Yeah. It was funny.
That's really exciting. I mean, of course, Birmingham is a hotbed of hidden talent, really.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're starting to hit New York and L.A., I mean, those are some of the major areas as you as an artist could go to.
Absolutely. It was definitely a shock because, like, Birmingham's home, you know pretty much everyone, and it's just like such a safe place, and then you get thrown out into one of these big cities and I'm just like, oh man, I've got a lot to do.
Yeah. Now let's see, the other, and you can tell me about this, I remember seeing you did some DJing here recently, didn't you?
Some DJing.
Were you on a radio, you took over the radio show or something, or?
Oh, I wasn't necessarily DJing. It was kind of like an interview.
Oh, okay.
Situation.
I got you.
Yeah.
That was one of those things in social media. You read through things and you see people. And I totally misunderstood that.
That's
so
okay. It can get confusing sometimes.
That. You were interviewed?
Over at Jacksonville State University, I was playing in my friend's band, The Frequently, that day. So my friend is Jones Willingham, and he's my guitarist for The Lie Within Callie, so I'm his keyboard player for The Frequently, and
oh,
we just
wow.
kind of trade all the time. Yeah, it was so fun. We got to, like, play games, and I've never done that on, like, a radio show before. We had, like, a paper airplane contest and, like, had a pickup line contest.
Oh, wow.
It was really funny.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience.
Well, you know, one thing I definitely want to do before we wrap up is, you know, how do people find out more about you, your music? Where can they get the Book of Hypocrisy? Tell me a little bit about that.
You can find everything you need to know and more at thelywithincali.com. And I also have a SoundCloud page. My music is on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google Play, every music sharing site under the sun and on the internet. And my social media, if you want to keep up with like my shows and what I'm doing and new music that I'm going to release, you can follow me on Instagram at The Lie Within Cali and Twitter, it's The Lie Within Cal. And Facebook, it's The Lie Within Cali, facebook.com/TheLieWithinCali. And yeah, my website has every other form of social media listed up there. So yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Well, very good. And we will be sure to post some links and a little bit more about you. And we'll be promoting you for these shows and everything too.
Thank you so much.
Anything that we can do to help you, we'll be glad to.
Thank you.
And there was one other thing that you wanted to mention. So what is it?
That you can also purchase my EP from my website, and it's the hard copy version. So I'll be mailing it out to people. And I'm really excited about that because I wrote a personal message inside every album. So
oh, wow.
Yes, and there's a lyric book inside, so everyone can get the lyrics right. It's been really funny hearing people like sing my songs and think that I'm saying different things. So I'm really excited to get those out, and yeah,
that's
those
awesome.
Will be
now, is that
for sale
vinyl,
shortly.
Or is it a CD? Or?
A CD.
A CD. Mm-hmm, okay.
That you can put in your car and drive around and turn it up and listen to.
Very good. Well, we will definitely be on the lookout for that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.